Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, A to Z English podcast listeners. Jack and Sochal are back with another episode for you. And today we are doing a vocabulary builder. So we want to do words that have two different meanings, and we're going to expound or explain what these meanings are. So Jack, what are our first ones? Salty and salty.
Yeah,
same
salty
words,
and salty.
Same meanings.
Yeah, salty is an adjective, right? If something is salty. Usually we use it when we're talking about food. So if they say this, these French fries are too salty. It means it just has, or this soup is too salty. There's like a lot of salt in it.
The salt level is too high.
Yeah, it's making you thirsty. You're drinking a lot of water because
making your mouth like, pucker.
when something has too much salt, you know, so, or you know what? I'm not even going to say too much salt because pretzels are salty. And mm-hmm. I love pretzels because I love salty food. So, you know, eating salty pretzels, it does make my mouth dry and kind of, you know, want to drink water. I do enjoy the taste of it. I do enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. However, I would say be cautious. If you like the salty flavor of the soup at someone's house, don't say, wow, this soup is salty, you know?
Right.
That's not right. A compliment. It's usually seen negatively. So just maybe this soup is delicious or something.
Yeah, just say this is delicious. Don't say this is salty, because if you say salty, it means that's a coded word for too salty.
Yeah, it has too much salt. Yeah. So Jack, what is the other meaning of the word salty?
Yeah, this one's a little more complicated. This is when a word we ascribe to people, right? So when someone is salty, it means they're being standoffish, prickly,
mad,
cantankerous. Yeah, I'm using all these words that no one's going to know, so they're not, I'm not helping you guys at all. Grumpy, you know, like, you know, salty.
Squidward from SpongeBob.
What's that?
Like Squidward from SpongeBob.
Yeah, like Squidward from SpongeBob, he's a salty character. He's like, he's not nice. He's, yeah. You know, kind of
cranky, grumpy, yeah, in
cranky,
a bad
grumpy,
mood.
He's short tempered. He's you know, when you ask him a question, he snaps back at you. It's not, you know, a person that you would just sit and have a fun, casual conversation with. If someone is kind of salty, they're a little bit difficult to talk to, a little bit standoffish. It doesn't mean they're not nice, and it doesn't mean they're not helpful. It's just their personality is they're kind of like a porcupine or a cactus, you know?
Yeah, they're prickly.
They're prickly, yeah.
Again, this isn't really a neutral word, so don't describe someone as salty if you mean well. It's not like an endearing term. It's a negative term. So keep that in mind. But yeah, that is.
It's a negative term, right? And when I'm describing the pretzels, that's fine. This popcorn is salty. You know, when you're eating movie theater popcorn, it should be salty. You know, but describing the soup, it should not be described as salty. If it has the right salt content, then you say it's delicious. And
yeah, I would say when in doubt, don't call it salty.
Right,
you know,
right.
When in doubt, just don't call it salty.
Just say
but,
good. This is good.
Yeah, this is good. This is tasty. This is delicious. You know,
yeah.
There's other adjectives, but Salty just means something that's highly salted, and that can be positive, negative, or neutral. And when in reference to people, it's pretty much always a negative connotation. So just keep that in mind. And so for our next one, we have spicy. Spicy can mean something that is like a chili pepper where you take a bite out of it and your mouth is on fire, right? Oh my God, so spicy. A really spicy soup, you know, it has a lot of different peppers, and you know, you take a bite and again your mouth is on fire. You gotta chug down some cold water or some yogurt or something. That is one meaning of spicy. And the other meaning of spicy is something that is well spiced, and that means it has a lot of condiments, but none of them are necessarily bringing your mouth on fire. So like a Christmas cake, like a orange, anise seed, cinnamon.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app. Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Clove, nutmeg could all be in there, and it could be a well-spiced cake, a spicy cake, but it's not spicy in the sense that your mouth is on fire. It just has a lot of different flavor profiles together. I would say calling something spicy in the sense that it has a lot of spices is an old-fashioned term, so people don't usually say that. You might say, oh, this cake is nicely spiced, but that would be something you'd probably read in older literature, and not something that you hear colloquially, meaning you don't hear like people speak that very
I
often.
think flavorful would be a better one, better adjective. This is really flavorful because it's full of different flavors, and
But yes, that's a more common one. Yeah. So it, but if you're reading, you know, an old English literature book and you see someone call the Christmas cake spicy, they don't mean it has like
It
hot peppers in
doesn't mean
it.
there's 25 little Thai chili peppers in there.
Jalapenos.
Yeah, jalapenos or a Carolina Reaper or something like that, that's gonna make your
Yeah,
head
or like
explode.
a if you see a recipe for a spice cake online, that just means a cake that has a lot of spices, cinnamon, clove, nutmeg, all those things. It doesn't mean a cake that has jalapenos in it. So that's just a distinction. Jack, how about the next one? Hot. What are the two meanings for hot?
Oh yeah, this is a good one too because hot can mean spicy, and by spicy I mean
Hot pepper,
hot pepper spicy, right? The kind
jalapeno
your mouth
spicy.
on fire,
Spicy.
spicy. But it also can mean temperature hot. So, oh ouch, I burned my mouth, I burned my tongue because the soup is too hot.
The tea
Temperature
is too
wise.
hot. Oh, this tea is so hot. This hot chocolate is so hot. I burned my mouth. Whereas if someone says, oh, the soup is hot, you have to ask them before you try it if they mean temperature hot or they mean spicy hot. So remember, keep that in mind if you're a person who doesn't like spice or something, because a lot of times in the US, we'll use hot interchangeably with temperature and spiciness, and they can mean both as well. Like, oh, the soup is hot temperature wise and spice level wise. So
Like
that
hot
is.
sauce, is going to mean spicy. You know what I mean? Because it's like there's no, it's not like you're going to heat up a bag of sauce, Like
Ew.
gross.
I'm thinking of like hot ranch dressing or
Hot,
something.
just Straight out of the microwave. Yeah, no, hot sauce means spicy sauce, you know. So we say hot sauce, that means spicy sauce. But hot
Hot
soup,
tea.
yeah, hot
Sorry.
tea, yeah, hot tea is better. Yeah.
You know, hot tea is going to be temperature-wise hot because
Right.
it's going to be very weird for someone to put like jalapenos or Thai chilies in a cup of tea, right? So, yeah, people are, if you use context there, you'll realize people mean temperature hot. Soup, as Jack was saying, that one can go either way. So you have to ask, you know, the clarifying question, temperature hot or spicy hot? And that would kind of get you an answer of neither or both or whatever. So, yeah. All right, listeners. Thank you for joining us on this episode of A to Z English Podcast. Make sure to leave a comment down below at A to Z English Podcast.com. Shoot us an email at A to Z English Podcast at gmail.com. And make sure to join and subscribe to our exclusive videos in order for us to keep the lights on. We really appreciate you guys subscribing to that so that we can continue to make co more content for you. And we really appreciate you guys and your patronage. And we will see you guys next time. Join our WeChat WhatsApp groups to join the conversation. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.